One story out of Washington you may have missed recently amidst all the hubbub, the U.S. Department of the Interior has a new secretary, David Bernhardt. He was confirmed by the Senate last week, but just a few days later, the agency's watchdog announced an investigation into him over possible ethics concerns. The issue of possible conflicts did come up during Bernhardt's confirmation process. Here's Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon.
Mr. Bernhardt, I'm not claiming that you are big oil's guy. The big oil lobbyists are making that claim. Your former clients in the oil and gas industry have been caught on tape crowing about how you're their guy at Interior.
Emily Holden is a reporter covering the environment for The Guardian U.S. Emily, thanks for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, talk about David Bernhardt and his background a little bit before we get into this ethics investigation. What has he been doing before becoming Secretary of the Interior?
So David Bernhardt is sort of your quintessential Trump administration appointee before joining Interior as a deputy secretary, before he recently was confirmed as the overall Interior Secretary. For years, for decades, he had worked in D.C. at a very influential law firm called Brownstein Hyatt, where he was a lobbyist for a lot of the same interests that he is charged with regulating now. So the oil and gas industry and also agribusiness and something called the Westlands Water District, which he has made some decisions on since entering his new position.
Now, what do we know about why the Inspector General at the Department of the Interior is opening this probe?
Well, we can't say specifically which of his potential conflicts they're investigating. It could be many. What we do know about Secretary Bernhardt is that he has so many clients that he's worked for previously. He actually carries a card around with him with a list so that he can remember which ones he is recused from speaking with alone. And so there are some really like specific requirements that he has to meet. So, for example, he could be at a conference where some of the companies that he's worked for are, but he can't meet alone with them on one issue that pertains just to them. So this Inspector General review, which is basically the internal watchdog for the department, could be looking at any of the many complaints that they have received from Democrats, from environmental advocacy groups, from open government groups about some of these meetings that he's had and some of the decisions that he's made that have seemed to benefit a lot of the companies that he has represented previously.
And remind us, let's look back at his predecessor, former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Why did he leave the post?
Well, he had a lot of conflicts of his own, a lot of similar conflicts. And one was this very complicated issue of a casino decision that he seemed to stall for Indian American tribes to open a casino in Connecticut after a large lobbying effort from MGM. I recently wrote about Bernhardt's meetings on that could have been about something similar, just revealing that he had been meeting with some of the same people, lawyers and lobbyists involved in that lobbying effort. And those are meetings that have been previously undisclosed. So now it looks like Bernhardt may have been making or involved in a lot of the decisions that had drawn scrutiny for Secretary Zinke as well.
Now, Bernhardt was confirmed recently by the U.S. Senate with a little bit of Democratic support. Mostly Democrats voted against him. Were a lot of these issues raised in that confirmation process?
Many of the ethics concerns were raised. It was very much assumed that he was going to be confirmed, particularly because he had some support from unanimously from Republicans and from a few Democrats as well. One Democrat said, essentially, he wouldn't have been my pick, but we did lose the election, and it's better for my state to have an Interior Secretary in place so that if we have issues, there's someone we can pick up the phone and call. But Senator Ron Wyden did bring up a lot of his concerns about these ethical conflicts that he sees, and also about Secretary Bernhardt's record keeping. So this idea that he had basically these daily cards that he would keep that his staff would edit and then delete at the end of each day that would have more information about meetings that he had attended than his public records, his public calendars. And the Interior Department has just started to release those. And that's one of the reasons why we now know that he had meetings with people who may have been involved in this MGM lobbying effort.
And are these things being revealed now that weren't available in time for that Senate confirmation?
Some of them, yes. There is information that's continuing to come out. Some of it is coming out because of requests that he released that information. Some is coming out because of lawsuits over a Freedom of Information Act request. So request for information that should be public that the agency has been slow walking. That's been happening at many of the environmental agencies in the Trump administration.
We're talking to Emily Holden, a reporter covering the environment for The Guardian U.S., about David Bernhardt, the new Secretary of the Interior, and ethics complaints about him and an investigation by that department's Office of Inspector General. Emily, to talk about what's at stake here, can you give us an idea of the scope of things that the Department of the Interior is in charge of?
Sure. Just to talk about some of the decisions that Secretary Bernhardt has been involved in. So he's been very influential in his time as deputy before he became overall Interior Secretary. So we know that he helped to revise conservation plans for the greater sage grouse, which is this chicken-sized bird that lives across tens of millions of acres in the American West. And this decision would essentially allow for more oil and gas development in the critical habitat for the bird. We know that he has been working on the Trump administration's main priorities to expand oil and gas drilling and mining on federal lands and offshore. We know that he blocked the release of a scientific report that showed that three widely used pesticides could present risks to more than 1,000 imperiled species. And he's also been involved deeply in rolling back the standards for how the federal government protects the species that we know are in danger.
That offshore drilling issue you mentioned, I understand that was a big point of concern in the Senate confirmation hearings. Some Democrats in coastal states looking for assurances that he would allow states to set their own course when it came to offshore drilling. How did that all shake out in the confirmation?
Well, we know that the Interior Department is certainly moving forward, trying to expand drilling offshore, and that there's been some pushback from coastal states, including like Florida. But that hasn't been settled out completely yet.
Do we have a timeline for this ethics investigation from the department's Office of Investigations?
It could take months. Similar investigations that have happened at the Interior Department and at the Environmental Protection Agency for Scott Pruitt, who's also left his post, have taken many months. And it depends on really whether the IG breaks that report down into a couple different sections or they're trying to do something all at once. But there are a lot of specifics that they have to get right. There are people they have to interview and documents they have to request. So those things can really take quite some time.
And finally, have we heard a response from Bernhardt himself or the Department of the Interior about these accusations and about this ethics investigation?
Well, specifically for his involvement in a decision on the casino that has really plagued Zinke and followed him even after his departure. Interior staff said unequivocally he was not involved in this in any way. And that has tended to be what he has said about various ethics issues. He really sees his recusals as necessary, and he says that he will follow the law and he won't meet with people that he said that he won't in certain capacities. But he really feels like these recusals are handcuffing him and that his experience with all these companies is what makes him qualified to be in this job, and that he shouldn't be held back by some of these requirements.
Emily, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Emily Holden, an environment reporter for The Guardian U.S. She was with us today to talk about the new U.S. Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt, and a recently opened Inspector General investigation into his conduct that started just a few days after his Senate confirmation hearing just a little while back. You can follow her reporting over at The Guardian U.S. and share your thoughts with us. Email ideas@WPR.org.